B-Pod Studios.
All right, it's the 5 o'clock hour of the Mike Mussinelli Show. We wrap up the week, and we're going to do it in fine style. We missed Brian Westbrook today, unfortunately, folks, so sorry about that. We didn't have a connection with his ISDN line. So, BYSO is two shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, contractually.
Squeeze him in next week and whatever. 5 o'clock hour is brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event for July. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. Now, here in Philadelphia, we're all excited about the potential NBA Finals appearance of the Sixers. In Oklahoma City, it's over. And I wonder if you're an Oklahoma City fan, how do you feel about what they just did by stockpiling all these draft picks? Are you happy? Cause listen, if I'm an Oklahoma City fan, Russell Westbrook thrills me, but I know they're not going to win anything. Once they get rid of Paul George, they weren't going to win anything, and we're going to win anything when Paul George was going to stay there. So it's almost exciting for Oklahoma. They're going through a process like we did.
Yeah, yes, and the difference is, though, they're in a smaller market, so it's a little easier to swallow.
It is. It's not as much pressure.
And it's happening almost organically. Because once Paul George asked out, you didn't really have an alternative. While the Sixers had a playoff team, and Iguodala, for example, didn't ask to leave. And they did all that stuff. So it's almost starting from a purer place than the Sixers process did, in a way.
It is. Now, again, you can't trust the draft, and you don't know where these picks are going to end up, and a lot of them are protected. But the Thunder have at least two first-round draft picks in six of the next seven drafts.
Because the Clippers picks are all
right, so
unprotected.
They're going to stink next year, and they had their own, which would be a high draft pick. And Denver, they have Denver's pick, which won't be a high draft pick. In 2021, they have their own, and that'll be a good pick because they'll stink again. They have Miami's, and they can swap with Houston. There's no bargain there.
And there's no given that Miami's probably going to be mediocre. That's not going to be in the 25th or anything.
Right. In 2022, they had their own, but the Los Angeles Clippers, that's not going to help them very much.
It might, because did you see that the contract?
With Kawhi?
Yeah, Kawhi and Paul George can get out at 2021.
Yeah,
that could possibly be a lottery pick.
2023, they have their own, and then Miami's, and then they could swap the Clippers. 2024, they have their own. They have the Clippers. They have Houston. That Houston experiment will be long gone by then. 2024, they'll suck. And 2025, well, the future, like, if I'm young enough, like, if I'm going to live to 2025, I'm looking forward to the Oklahoma City Thunder in 2025.
Right. Now, apparently there's one caveat. They're going to use some of that draft capital to get rid of Chris Paul. Because no one wants that contract. So they're going to say, if you take Chris Paul, we'll give you some of this, some of this.
And the Heat have to do that.
That's why they're trying to
get him. Chris Paul's agent is Leon Rose, who's a local dude.
Mm-hmm.
He works for CAA, though. So that's what they're trying to do.
Nationally, they're calling for the Sixers to trade Ben Simmons for
Chris Paul?
Yes. People like Cal Herd and Broussard.
Really?
Those guys are calling for that. But we know that that's not really even on the radar here.
Let me ask you a question. It's never going to happen. Who gives you the better chance to win the championship next year? Chris Paul at the point or Ben Simmons at the point?
I honestly think, and this isn't snow globe, I honestly think Ben Simmons, for this reason. The defense that Ben showed in the playoffs is a level of defense that Chris Paul, who's been all defense before, has never shown.
Yeah.
And that is why I think that his defense and his size and being super long, Chris Paul would disrupt them being super long by being a 6'1" point guard. Ben being 6'10 and the shortest guy in the start lineup being 6'6 is going to be what provides that advantage. I don't want to take that away by going to a guy 6 foot with injury concerns.
Okay. Ted in Fishtown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ted.
Hey, Mike, how you doing, brother?
What's up, Ted?
Hey, man, if you want to make it to them double fives, you got to stop hoarding problems. The trees, the cars that look like penguins, and now simple words.
Simple words.
Yeah, I thought I just heard you while I was on the phone listening, saying you can't say anything now.
I can't say anything about what?
Oh, tell me.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, I thought somehow you said something, and now it's like copyrighted, and you can't say it anymore.
Oh, no. We were talking about this, the St. Louis, that bar that adopted the St. Louis Blues. They're trying to trademark a slogan.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with me.
Nothing wrong with trying to shill.
Yeah, but, I guess.
You had
You like my Penguins diagram?
I didn't see it yet, but I heard about it, and I could only imagine.
Look at your TV right now. I got to put it right on the board right now. There it is, right there. It's still preserved, pristine as ever. The Penguin.
I'll check it out.
The Penguin. Are you watching TV right now?
Oh no, I'm sitting in the yard.
Oh, okay.
Throwing back a couple of the best.
Well, we're not on replay tonight.
No.
It's a shame. You're going to miss it. One more shot. I'll keep it for posterity. This will be in my archives.
All right. Real quick, blank check again. Guess where I'm going the 24th?
Where are you going the 24th?
Whistling Straits.
Oh, really? You going to play Whistling Straits?
Yeah. Three nights, 4 days.
That's excellent.
That'd be fun. Surprise gift from my wife.
Beautiful. Going out there with a couple dudes or what?
No, just me and my lovely wife.
You and your wife are going to play it, or just you are going to play it?
No, she doesn't play. Well, she works for a certain company, and she went out to do some recon.
So you're just going to get hooked up with three strangers?
Yes.
All right, well, have fun. It's a very long course.
It is, man, and it's a true Lynx course.
Yes, it is. You have to hit it along where you got to use the 3-wood a lot.
Yeah, no, I'm going to use my 2-iron. I told you about it.
That's pretty amazing.
About a year ago, I bought one on eBay, and I'm smacking it, 220, 240.
Wow, not many people can hit a 2-iron. It's pretty impressive. I can't hit a 3-wood. I've never seen anything like it.
All of a sudden?
I can't hit it.
You were having a good groove about a month back.
I was. I can't hit the 3-wood. I hit it 50% of the time. It's amazing.
So literally, it's like you don't know where it's going.
The 3-wood has become an impossible club for me to hit. For me to use.
Do you ever go to, because I don't know your golf habits, do you ever go to the driving range and just work on things?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you just can't get it worked out?
Nope.
See, a month ago you had it licked. Your last golf,
I'm hitting the driver. Well, it's like the 3-wood. From the fairway, it's been a problem. I just can't hit it. I laugh now. I hit it so poorly. Euro John is checking in. Yeah, Euro John, you got a Euro the six you should pick up?
Yeah, Mike, I got a guy. I was 6-for-6, perfect order. All the Euro pros that were drafted, I got them all in perfect order. But I threw a Greek out there because I'm Greek. But I just throw a Greek out there, Mike. If the Sixers don't get him, I think the Hawks should go get him. He won the under-18 MVP, and Greece won gold. He won the under-20 MVP, and Greece won gold.
All right, who's this guy? What's his name, Euro?
He's on my side. Euro John Bebo. It's tough to say the name. Kind of a Popolis, all right? Vasilis, right? He's a lefty, 6'8 guy. He does a lot of the same stuff that Luka does. When I say he won the MVP, he beat France, he beat Turkey, he beat Spain. And this kid didn't get drafted. It's a joke to me because he hit the corner three-leg court.
The NBA people apparently don't see the same things you see in those Euros.
Well, Mike, like I said, I was perfect. I'm 90% the last 6 years.
Are you?
They're stealing my pick.
All right. What happened with Korkmaz?
Korkmaz. This kid beat Korkmaz. Greece beat.
Yeah, but you were high on Corky.
Well, Korkmaz still might get a deal, like a $1 million deal. It's still not out of the woods. He might go back to Turkey, but he might get a deal because he
stinks.
All right, Mike.
Stop it, John.
He's fine to stand in the corner, but Mike, let me just say this. Milwaukee signed Giannis's brother Thanasis. He was drafted.
Yeah, I saw that.
He's a nice defender. Played for Rick Pitino last year, if I'm that close.
Uh-huh.
He's a good 10-minute guy. Now, they should just cut Ilyasova and put this guy in there for defense. And they got brotherly love. They got the Lopez brothers, and they got the Cuba brothers. Mike, I'll tell you, the Sixers should look at this guy, Konstantinopoulos. Forget about Korver. He's 22 years old. Go to Eurojohn B-ball, Mike, and look at this lefty.
All right, what's the kid? I'm going to write the kid's name down. What's his name? Then spell it for me.
It's tough to spell, Mike. Put Vasilis, and then it starts with C-H-A-R, Konstantinopoulos. It's tough to spell the name, Mike.
Sharapopoulos?
Yeah, he won the MVP under 18, under 20 years.
Sharapopoulos.
I don't know what these scouts were thinking about not drafting this kid, because in my opinion, he's better than the guy, a lot of these guys.
All right, Euro, we're going to see the Sixers pick up on that. Eurojohn scouting report. Sharapopoulos.
You know, he's
the Greek left-hander.
See, I can't trust Eurojohn because he weasels out. He's still saying Korkmaz. Deep into the season, the only reason he's not tearing the league up is because Brett doesn't know how to use him. Next thing you know, free agency comes. No one signs him.
It was up to Eurojohn. The whole league would be Euros.
Just Euros.
Yeah.
I think he said
there's
was a
12-man Euro roster on every team.
He said there was a Euro out there better than Zion. No, Zion's a nice player, but this Euro guy, like, what? Why wasn't he drafted?
I love Euro better John. Than Zion. I gotta give him credit. He supports his cause. He really does. Let's go, Mick, on a cell. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mick.
Hey, I just had a question for you guys. Who do you think in 2 years we're going to be talking about as the team that did the best job, like, just this offseason?
In 2 years?
Yeah, or, no, I mean, that's not my question. I mean, who's the team that because we always, like, start with all the narratives on the offseason. We're talking about the Rockets. Like,
well, there are really three candidates, right? Yeah. The Sixers, the Clippers, and the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the Clippers more than the Lakers. So it's the Clippers versus the Sixers. Who did the better job? I think the Sixers, going from 1 to 12, did the better job, even though the best player was grabbed by the Clippers.
Mm-hmm. And so what team do you think is going to do better in this offseason than, like, the narrative that everybody's been talking about that we've already set forth? Like, which team's going to surprise us, do you think, with their offseason moves?
I don't think there's any surprises. Utah's an upcoming team. A lot of people like them to get into the mix. That's probably, like, the only surprise team that I'm looking at this year. But the rest are pretty set. You know, like, the six teams that are going to be there.
Okay, gotcha.
All right, brother.
Thanks.
All right, appreciate it. By the way, Philly's pregame show is coming up at 5:30 on NBC Sports Philly. So let's go to Mike in Brookhaven. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
Good morning, gentlemen and lady. I like to see the Phillies change their lineups. Kingley batting third, Harper batting fourth, Bruce batting fifth, and maybe Hernandez batting second, Segura leading off. This way, it puts a lot more pressure on the pitcher because, you know, like, Harper's covered up by Bruce the way Bruce is hitting.
Well, who's your two-hole hitter again? Hernandez?
Pardon?
You said Segura leads off. Who's the two-hitter?
Hernandez or Romero. I can't think of get his name directly. I'm not, but somebody that has speed. And then Kingley third. Well, the main thing is between third and sixth with Kingley batting third, Hopper batting fourth, and Bruce batting behind Hopper.
The problem you're running into is your leadoff situation. They tried Segura there, and it didn't work out that well. And Hernandez is probably not a top-of-the-order hitter.
Well, I mean, right now, the way he's going, because you got two... I don't like Harper because he's not covered. And you know, like you're saying, the pitchers try to pitch around him or they're pitching too tight because the guy behind him...
Who is not covered? Harper?
Yeah.
Reese Hoskins sits behind him.
Well, I would rather have Hoskins hidden behind Bruce than
why? Then you got two lefties there. Would you like to have righty-lefty? Isn't that better?
Well, I'm not. Well, that's another reason why I wasn't worried about the second, because I would like to have a switch hitter in the second spot.
You want Hernandez in the second. You want Segura Hernandez at the top of the order. It might have to come to that because Kingery's starting to slide a little bit in that leadoff hole. And maybe it's getting him a little bit. They're adjusting on him. He's been ultra-aggressive early on. That was his success early on as a leadoff hitter. Segura Hernandez. Harper. Bruce.
Yeah, Harper batting fourth.
Oh, who do you have hitting third?
I forget. That's why it didn't make sense. He had Harper fourth, Bruce fifth, and then Hoskins all the way at sixth.
Yeah, I don't know who he had as his three-hitter. Well, he's tinkering.
It's too much. See, he's being what we don't want Gabe to be.
A tinkerer?
Yeah, tinkering too much. Tinkering for tinkering's sake.
Well, I have to tinker at the top of the lineup. It'll depend on how Kingery comes out in this half.
He was due for a slump eventually, though. He's not going to be hot all year.
A major slump, though. Joe in Deptford, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
Good afternoon. How you guys doing?
What's up, Joe?
I want to talk about the Sixers and then the Eagles. First off, this team here owes me one, because last year they should have won. If they would have won, they probably would have won the championship if Simmons would have showed up at all in the last go-around.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had played you and your brother at St. Joseph's, but I used to run basketball with some of the top high school ballers in the city when I used to play basketball. Mm-hmm. I have an older brother. His name is Ernie. The guy was, incredible from the outside. The guy's 5 foot, but we went everywhere. Mm-hmm. South Philly, West Philly,
right.
Kensington, all over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, his jump shot, he would work on all the time. Now, if you don't have anybody at the Sixers, get rid of Ben's brother, and I guarantee you, if my brother spends some time with that guy, he'll learn how to shoot a jump shot. But let me say this, okay? I'm with you. I don't think he's going to get a jump shot, but I'm not scared, because what's going to happen is there's going to be somebody that's going to come and play for the Sixers, and he's going to start hitting jump shots. Okay, so Ben's time is going to be limited. If you don't get a jump shot, somebody's going to come play. He's going to be, it doesn't have to be, 6'5". It could be 6'3", whatever. If he hits a jump shot and run the point, his time is limited. Okay, and you guys don't have a lot of time. Let me move on to the Eagles. Okay, I think they're going to do well this year, but I've listened to you guys for years, and not you, but your homeboy, who's Super Bowl this, Super Bowl that. Okay, they have a great offense, okay, good defense, okay, but it doesn't matter if you have a great team unless the team gels. That's what will win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, okay. I got you.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I'm here at Super Bowl, Super Bowl,
thank you
Super Bowl.
Thank you for that lesson, Joe. I appreciate it. Team has to gel before he wins. All right, thank you. And thanks to the story about your brother. And everything's good.
I hate the 5 o'clock hour.
All right. So let's go back to that lineup situation. Segura Hernandez Kingery as the third hitter. Harper 4, Bruce 5, Hoskins 6. That drops Real Muto down to 7.
Yes.
Which you don't want to do.
And then Franco, yeah.
And Franco 8. But, it's not a bad. I would switch it up, but I would go Hoskins behind Harper or Bruce 6, because I like that righty-lefty, lefty-righty situation. Instead of two left-handed hitters, because then late in the game they bring in a left-handed reliever and he could face Harper and Bruce right there. Jack in New Jersey on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jack.
What's going on, Mike?
What's up, Jack?
Sitting on traffic on 95, I'll be home in about, even though I'm only about 20 miles from my house, I'll be home in about 3 hours. But I just want to make a quick Sixers point and then something separate after that. I don't think there's any actual plausible chance it happens, but you guys were talking about Chris Paul to the Sixers a little bit before, and I don't think they should trade Ben Simmons for him, but I do think that Chris Paul would be a phenomenal backup point guard. The only or be willing to be a backup. But we've been talking for a while about how they need a true backup point guard.
Hold a second. He makes $40 million. You do know that, right?
Yeah, I you got disconnected. What did you say?
He makes $40 million.
Oh, yeah. The money, I think it's not actually plausible.
It's not plausible. Plus, there's no way he would be content to be a backup point guard in this league. Come on.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that I was, like, looking at it. I was like, he would be good. It's just never going to happen. The other thing I want to say to you guys is I'm a student up at Lehigh University, and last year me and my, like, close friend in college, we started a sports talk radio show up there. First of all, that's me wanting to do that and start that is all thanks to you guys over there. So thank you for that.
Good luck to you. Continue success.
Thank you.
All right, brother. There you go. It's the 5 o'clock hour.
5:22.
It is. It's television. We got to say goodbye, I guess. Right?
Yeah.
So stay tuned for the Phillies pregame show on NBC Sports Philadelphia. The Mike Mussinelli Show on 97.5. The Fanatic continues until 6 o'clock with your calls. Back after this.
The Mike Mussinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Time to get the final numbers on the Twitter poll. Brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Attention all landscapers. If you're looking to repower a zero turn or a walk behind mower, Moyer has the best deals around for an edge replacement in stock. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Miss Natalie.
There they go. Alrighty, Mike, we had two polls today. The first Twitter poll, do you think the Phillies have a real chance to make the playoffs? Over 1,800 votes on this one. 55% say yes, 45% say no. And then Twitter poll number two, would you sacrifice something, your hair, your car for a year, a tattoo to help your favorite team win a title? Over 1,500 votes on this one. 62% say yes, 38% say no.
Alrighty, thank you very much. By the way, my locks of the week today, presented by McCaws and Lock Serve, 50% off car keys and remotes, online at 4carkeys.com. Believe it or not, I like the Phillies. I got a feeling. Oh, yeah. Nicky Pivy going to come through tonight. Strasburg's going to be out of game 5 innings with a tweaked elbow. Phillies feast on the bullpen, win the game. Pavetta doesn't get the win, though. I'm feeling it. Anyway, Fanatic Fan Fest. Saturday, August 24th at Xfinity Live from 1 to 5 p.m. Tickets are free. You have to win a ticket to get in from this point on. All of our Fanatic hosts will be on site. A lot of special guests. Bikini Beach, created by Elite Landscaping, and a special beach feature this year. Hot tubs have been added, courtesy of my friends at Spa, Hearth, and Home. Details coming soon on how you can register to win a FanFest soak with some special ladies. Lamborghinis and Ferraris on display. 2 mobile escape rooms. Houdini's Challenge and Immunity Quest by One Exit Mobile Escape Rooms. Golf Simulator closest to the pin contest. Ron Jaworski Golf Putting Green. 1 lucky listener wins the football trip for 2 with the Cuz to the away game in Miami. Includes flight, hotel, cruise around Miami, pregame tailgate, tickets. Courtesy of PhillySportsTrips.com. We're giving away a Wave Runner, courtesy of DHY Motorsports. 4-person, 30-foot rock wall, dunk tank, 95-foot radical run obstacle course, Spider Mountain, a trip from 4 to the happiest place on earth. Yes, Disney, our FanFest band, the Zings, our FanFest DJ, Mo Green, baseball speed pitch, bouncy boxing with huge boxing gloves, wiffle ball challenge dome, high striker strongman challenge, outdoor air conditioning, casino room with slot machines, roulette wheel, blackjack tables, all courtesy of Hollid's True Value. And this just added, the Sixers are bringing a half court to play with the dunk squad. The Sixers dancers will be there, the Sixers drum squad, and the Sixers Liberty Bell. Some of our FanFest partners include Family Company Jewelers, Club Risque, Armor Metals, Recycling, U.S. Army. FanFest is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
And thanks to our FanFest exclusive automotive partner, Turnersville Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram, online at turnersvillejeep.com. And DHY Motorsports, make summer funner on a Wave Runners. Shop DHY.com, the area leader for everything power sports.
All right. By the way, Sticks and Drum Squad accosted me one day because I was talking about
the Sticksers.
The mayonnaise.
They're the Sticksers.
The Sticksers. The Sticksers Drum Squad. They put...
What?
How do you now put mayonnaise on your cheesesteak? Come on, man. The mayonnaise.
Who said that? The Sticksers?
The Sticksers Drum Squad. Couple of dudes.
Were they black people?
Miss, man, come over here.
Were they black?
Yeah, I said, that's a brother thing. And they were laughing. They thought that was hysterical. But it is. Brothers like the mayo.
Yes, and let's not forget that Liberty Bell, that's how you are opening Fan Fest.
With the Liberty Bell.
With the bell. When the bell rings, that's when people will be allowed and when they're lined up.
Bung. I got three shots at it.
Yep, on the third one, that's when the gates open.
Oh, man.
And Fan Fest begins.
It'd be a flood. It'd be like a 50% off sale at Marshall's.
Yeah, they're going to have to roll that thing out quick because then the people start coming in.
Uh-huh.
But that's how it's opening this year.
All right. Chuck in North Carolina is checking in. What's up, Chuck?
Hi, Chris.
Chuck.
Had to turn off the lawnmower. I apologize. I got to mow the grass. My mother-in-law's grass needs to be cut. And she's like, well, if you want to wait till next week, and that's fine. I said, well, I said, Mama Joe, I said, if I wait till next week, it's going to be twice as high, and it's still going to be just as hot. So if I mow it every week, it's not as hard.
Mm-hmm. It's time for what? All right, what happened there? Something happened. You triggered the sound off. Your voice triggered the sound off button.
All right.
Yeah! Welcome to FanFest. I'm so excited. I can't wait to see y'all.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you, Chucky.
It's going to be like seeing my long-lost uncle, you know? Uncle Mike, how you doing, brother?
I got you, man. We're looking forward to it.
Southern food. I'm going to bring you some Southern food.
Beautiful. Bring me some boiled peanuts.
You want some boiled peanuts? You want green ones or regular ones?
Green ones.
I'll bring you some green boiled peanuts.
All right.
Natalie Tyrone, y'all want anything from down here in North Carolina?
Natalie, you want anything from North Carolina? She said bring some North Carolina barbecue.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Have y'all ever had red slaw? Y'all ever had red coleslaw?
Red slaw.
I'm in for red slaw.
Red slaw.
Red slaw.
All right, bring some red slaw up here.
Okay, so Mike, if we're all gaining on Simmons to fix his jump shot, can we all gang up on you to fix your three-wood shot and get you like a...
I've got the yips with it. I stand over and I go, I can't hit this club, and I wind up not hitting it. It's the damnedest thing. I've got to hit my hybrid when I have to... I'm supposed to hit a three-wood. So I'm always short. Okay. I'm always laying up now.
I have a Sixers point real quick. I didn't say it to the guy. So do you think that Al Horford... and show Joel Embiid how he beat him all the time and help him fix his game so that he can't be beat.
Yes,
like
I think he's going to have a fantastic influence on this team, Al Horford. I love the acquisition. Climerion, North Philly?
Yo, what's up? It's actually a Climerion.
Climerion, what's going on, bud?
Thank you. Do you say you put mayonnaise on your cheesesteak, bro?
No, I don't. But the Sixers sticks the Sixers drum squad does because they were haranguing me because I was ripping
that's
the mayo on the
that's a sin.
They put the mayo on the hoagies too.
That's a sin.
Italian hoagie. They put mayo on it.
It's a sin.
I know. Can I tell you? Well, he's out.
Well, you just called in to talk about
that.
Oh, okay.
Let's go, Brian in Harrisburg. Brian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brian.
Hey, Mike, what's going on?
What's up, Brian?
I want to talk about the Flyers. I want to piggyback on what you were talking about earlier about the position they're in. I don't like it. I don't like the moves that Chuck Fletcher has made so far. I hate the Kevin Hayes signing.
It's a lot of money for a 20-goal scorer, bro.
They finally get themselves out of salary cap, like, hell, for lack of a better term, and then they just go right back into it. I don't get it. And it's just frustrating to watch this team do this to this guy isn't going to make a difference. They're just going to be a mediocre team again.
Well, unless they may see something in Hayes that he's about to blossom into more than what he has shown so far, and the coach knows that better than anybody because he played for that guy. But I agree, he hasn't made a big splash move. There's nothing exciting that's accompanying the Flyers into this season.
Yeah,
Yeah, and I just feel like with that money, they could have at least made a push after Panarin or somebody, or just, I don't know, just save it for next year's free agency rather than waste it on, you know, 7 years.
Yeah,
but
if the guy, gives you 35, you're not going to be worried about it. You never know.
Depends.
You never know.
35 goals and 20 assists doesn't cut it.
All right, Brian, I got you. Well, Flyer enthusiasm at an all-time low, man.
That's a good sign.
Poor Martinez.
Yeah, it stinks for him.
It stinks for him really bad.
Mm-hmm.
His podcast, Stick to Hockey podcast. Yeah, adoration for G.
That's at an all-time low
as
well.
It is at an all-time low. All right, let's take George in New Jersey. George will be our last caller of the 5 o'clock hour and of the week.
Wow, I'm honored. Thanks, Mike. How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, I wanted to get your opinion on, with Sean Livingston being available. I mean, what are your thoughts on him being available?
Well, we've talked about it. We talked about it earlier in the show. Tyrone is not in favor of it. I'm not that in favor of it either, because I think he's just beat. I think he's finished, and I don't know if he can add anything. And there is something to having some faith in your younger players. Like, you signed Shake Milton to a 4-year deal. You're going to give him a chance to do it. If he can't do it, you got this veteran Neto who has played in the league for a while. So I think right now on hold, I wouldn't grab Sean Livingston. Believe it or not, I'll ride with Shake, too. If Tyrone's riding with Shake, I'm riding with him.
He's looked a little shaky.
Yeah, well, yeah, he hasn't been able to put it in the ocean, frankly. But we'll see.
All right, well, that was my main point. Mike, thanks.
Yeah, I know. You're not the first guy to bring up Sean Livingston. And, you know, listen, maybe they, like, when us all settle, like, the Korver thing gets released, they may grab him, and they may grab Sean Livingston. But since they gave that contract to Shake Milton, they're probably not going to do that.
I am hoping to grab Korver. But I just worry about that backup point guard spot. I mean,
no, I get it. I get it. And they'll figure it out soon enough whether Shake Milton can do it or not. If not, Ben plays longer minutes. And
then they'll try Neto.
Neto comes
Neto
in
can't
for a couple.
Do it. Then they'll make a trade, most likely.
And then Sergio Rodriguez comes in. And then, then TJ gets, after he's waived.
Pacers bring TJ back.
All right, coming up to close out the week, Sound Off right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What is it? The hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number 5 will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Keep going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. If you got something to say, hit us up on that line. Leave us a message. We may get your message to the big show and make you a big timer. Let's see what we have.
So how are you fools talking about Ben Simmons for Chris Paul? Even they had to give Chris Paul in four or five years worth of first round picks just to get Russell Westbrook. And you want to give up Simmons for Chris Paul, whether it be straight up or even 2 or 3 first round picks, that's just asinine. All right, so all you idiots look like fools now. So you have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, Oklahoma City would give up Chris Paul for Ben Simmons. Straight up.
He's saying that's bad value for Ben.
It's bad value for Ben.
Yeah, like he's saying, Sixers fans, you can get more than Chris Paul if you were to put Ben Simmons on the market.
Oh, sure.
I quote Andy McPhail when he talked about growing the arms and buying the bat. Phillies haven't used a first-round pick in the last 5 years to draft a pitcher. Plus, where are we buying these bats? What bats have we bought? It just goes to show you how much of an idiot this guy is. He is an idiot, as is his other two stooges.
This guy has the same call every week on Sound Off about hating Clentac McPhail. It's amazing.
You're sticking up for Kapler for some reason.
I don't know why,
when the guy stinks as a manager. But let's see what happens these next seven games. 3 Washington, 4 with the Dodgers. Let's see just what happens there and see if you're sticking up for him come next Friday.
The manager will have had nothing to do with it. It's a lack of talent that hurts the Phillies, not the manager. But man, wait, you must be the angriest man in Hazleton. Do they have an award for that? My man's Mr. Angry.
Shake Milton is too slow to play point guard, and Raul Neto stinks. The Sixers need to play Josh Richardson at backup point guard for the 12 minutes, and he'll play 20 minutes as the starting two. He played point guard last year for Miami, and he played a lot of point in college. This way, you can add Zaire and Thibault to the bench rotation.
I mean, listen, that's an option that they have, but he wasn't that successful playing it last year. So it's, you know. There's no need. This is where Livingston comes in. This is, again, like the known and the unknown right now.
We have a chance to start the second half off on the right foot. We see that Aaron Nola's kind of rounding into shape. We're putting Pivetta on the mound. Can you maybe break this down as to why this makes sense? Like, what Gabe is thinking here? Because I got to believe that Aaron Nola's not happy. And a lot of the guys on the team are wondering, what the hell is he doing?
Aaron Nola's not unhappy with it. He gets an extra day rest. That's the only thing they're trying to do with Aaron Nola. I probably would have pitched him in this game. But he's going tomorrow. Right?
Yeah, and he was going to have to pitch in the series anyway. Pivetta, you can't avoid Pivetta right now with the state of the other rotation.
Yeah. You're going to pitch Pivetta against Corbin. It's still a mismatch.
I need your advice. I have Serena Williams at 8-1 to win Wimbledon. So I stand to win $8,000. But the woman she's playing, Simona Halep, is +156 for the match. Should I fire away on her as well? I don't know what to do. I need your expertise.
Simona Halep is a pretty good player.
I might do that.
You might middle it?
Yeah. Because Serena has been different in the finals because it's in her head that she can break that all-time record. And I think that's weighing on her more than her opponent. It doesn't seem to matter who she's playing. It's history that she's having trouble beating.
Halep is a former number one, I think.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to tell you. Middle it.
If you have music for the Ben Simmons shot TV show, the music should definitely be the Benny Hill theme song.
See, that's not right. I was thinking something more orchestral. Like maybe Tears for Fears.
It's a pretty good mouth siren. My favorite is when he would go around and treat the girls and they would all go around the tree together.
Yeah, I wanted Benny Hill guy. I like that silly UK nonsense.
You would.
Time's running out on your 2 championships by the year 2020. Phillies have got no shot. Flyers got no shot. Sixers, they don't have no shot. And the Eagles, this is the you fools. Is what you think you're going to get with the Eagles. You guys are funny.
Jealousy. Sounds like jealous call. That's the okay guy?
Yeah.
Why can't the Sixers win? Like, what? You know, what are you kidding me? The Sixers can absolutely win.
I'm an Italian from South Philly, and to qualify that even further, I grew up in the Italian market. Not only should Mike Missanelli's Italian card be pulled from him, but maybe his humanity card should be pulled for putting meatballs on mashed potatoes. Not only wouldn't my super Metagana friends do that, but I don't know anyone in this country that would do that.
It was a delectable treat, but I countered last night. because I boiled up some pappardelle and put the meatballs and the sauce on the pappardelle.
It's my favorite pasta.
There you go. Nice thick noodle. Yes, I had the pasta with the meatballs last night. No potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of SoundArt. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got an OPD?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets off.
See you later.
All right, that was Sound Off, 610-771-9705. Have a great weekend, everybody. Fanatics Baseball shows up next with Andrew Salchus. We actually have baseball tonight. Good weekend. Good trip. Good life. Talk to you Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.